There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight. So check it out. Yes, there are many more who are going to declare, just not on the Democratic side. Hillary Clinton has scared them all off because is she not going to be the nominee? Of course she's going to be the nominee. You are throwing money in a rat hole if you think that you're going to beat Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination for president. You're only running for positioning, an issue or a position in the Hillary Clinton White House should she win, meaning a cabinet position or whatever it might be. Donald Trump says not so fast. He's going to make a major announcement on June 16th. What do you think that major announcement's going to be that he's running? Governor Scott Walker from Wisconsin. He said, we're not conceding anywhere. He is a likely Republican presidential candidate. In fact, many of you called this show to say you like Scott Walker. You think he has the right stuff. Jeb Bush is taunting and teasing about dates. How about George Pataki? He says he can make GOP ideas relevant outside the party's base. And speaking of Jeb Bush for a second, he hasn't declared, but he's talking about education and immigration in Michigan. He's doing a world tour for no other reason than to wait and see when he's going to actually physically jump in, right? And here's a blast from the past. Rudy Giuliani, back way back in the day when he decided he was going to run and thought he could get Florida, and so many people kind of liked the idea of Giuliani because of what happened in New York. Now he's the go-to guy on all kinds of things, including cleaning up Baltimore. Yep, a top civil rights leader is asking Giuliani not to help somebody else get elected for president, to push that off right now, and certainly not jump into the race, which he's not going to do, but to head to Baltimore and help clean up the problems that they're having with crime, which we haven't forgotten about Baltimore, but it's gotten worse. So hail to the chief signifies on this show that more people are thinking, more people are talking about dates, and there's more conversation about perhaps there will, I'm not kidding about this, honestly be, what's the over under, honestly be 30 candidates in the Republican Party that want a shot at becoming the nominee. Boy, wouldn't that convention be interesting? That convention is going to be interesting anyway. The Republican convention, which is earlier than the Democratic convention. It's in June, and it's in Philadelphia. Who's going to walk out of Philly with the Republican nod? Is it really going to be Jeb Bush? Is it really going to be Jeb Bush, or is it going to be somebody else that we haven't uncovered yet? Which would make, I don't know, maybe number 35. All right, right at the top, speaking of politics, he was a heartbeat away from the presidency. You're number three when you're Speaker of the House. Dennis Hastert has been indicted on cover-up charges, Wait till you hear this story. We don't even know the full story. If you hear that a politician paid $3.5 million in hush money, what do you think he did? I'm thinking, what did he do that he was willing to pay somebody that a kind of money? We don't know what he did. We don't know. We just know money was to keep somebody from the town where he was a high school teacher silent about some misconduct. Okay, that's not good. And as I said, I mean, he was that close to the presidency, right? He was that close to being president of the United States. So, you know, that's that heartbeat away thing. I'm just saying that. The indictment doesn't describe the misconduct by Hassard. I mean, he's 73 now. But he's been charged with one count of evading bank regulations by withdrawing $952,000 in increments of less than $10,000 to not report, you know, to skirt the reporting requirements. He's charged with one count of lying to the FBI about the reason for the annual withdrawals. Each count of the indictment carries a penalty of 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Needless to say, he's not answering questions. He's not returning emails and phone calls and all that kind of stuff. I mean, this is a guy who was in D.C. for a while. He was a lobbyist right after he left Congress in 2007, if you look at his background, 99 to 2007 as Speaker of the House. So this is crazy. Somebody has something that was pretty juicy on him, or why would he pay that kind of money to conceal whatever that misconduct was? And then the stupid thing was to lie to the FBI. To lie to the FBI and put himself in that position because he was being extorted. There's no question about it. But he didn't pay the taxes. He didn't put it out there, because then once you report that money, you know how that goes. It's like the old mafia thing. That's why the mafia would with the mafia wives that wanted to put big money in the bank and then be able to withdraw it if something should happen. It's that 10,000 rule. It's got to be less than 10,000. Wow. Extortion cases are tricky ones, though. Ooh, tricky. But the lying to the FBI is probably what's bringing him down. Probably that's it. I mean, they questioned him in December, and they say he lied about why he'd been withdrawing so much money at the time. That's what the indictment is saying. He told investigators he did it because he didn't trust the banking system. Oh, boy, you got to come up with a better lie than that. I mean, remember this. He was, as Speaker, there were a lot of things that happened when he was Speaker. That's during the Bush years. He helped pass a massive tax cut. He helped expand Medicare prescription drug benefits. So 8 years as Speaker is a long time. In fact, he's the longest serving Republican House Speaker. Longest. And he would have been, second in line, really, for the presidency after the VP, should something have had happened. But boy, I fear what's going to come out of this. Somebody is going to reveal it. Somehow it's going to come out. It's not going to stay secret, that's for sure. All right, stay with us. We're talking about Vladimir Putin and what he has to say about the USA next with Tom Sima. You don't want to miss it. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
All right, we're seeing the headlines about FIFA and what's going on there. And how about this? Vladimir Putin denouncing the U.S. over these FIFA arrests. We've got in our virtual green room, Tom Sima. He is a corporate attorney who, by the way, has a very active practice in representing clients from Russian-speaking countries who are doing lots of business in the United States. He also, I'll throw this in, advises American companies in international deals involving Russian-speaking counterparties as well. Tom, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Happy to be able to give you any thoughts I have.
So when you first saw this about Putin denouncing the U.S., and of course you've certainly seen a lot of what Putin has done of late, at least in the past 2 years on a couple of other fronts, what did you think?
The narrative that he's trying to construct. His essential position is that the United States is bullying Russia, that we're trying to overthrow his regime, and that everything that we do is aimed at making his country weaker. And so as a result, everything that he says is playing into that that narrative. He said that the U.S., you know, that this matter had nothing to do with the U.S., and the U.S. is just seeking to extend its jurisdiction to other countries.
And ultimately, this is just part of the as you said, the Putin spin, right? There's a reason for this, to paint the United States as the bad guys?
Well, sure. And you know, just yesterday he signed a new law that actually allows the criminal prosecution of foreigners in foreign corporations working in Russia. So, for example, if I'm over in Russia with a Russian law firm or an American law firm, but I'm over there as an American working, doing business, I'm now subjected to the risk that if I displease the wrong people, they may make a phone call to the state security services and say that I'm a spy. and they could bring criminal charges against me for being a foreign agent.
Wow, and I mentioned at the top that you've got clients on all sides of this. Would you think they'd be a little bit nervous about being in Russia for any kind of an extended amount of time?
Well, there are a lot of companies that are reassessing their exposure in Russia. Certainly,
wow.
Some of the larger companies like McDonald's, Coca-Cola, the oil and gas companies are continuing to do business to the extent that they can. Some of them have had their activities curtailed by sanctions, but they're still managing to do what they've always done. It's really the mid-level and smaller companies that are finding that the business climate is much harsher than it used to be. And that's not just for foreigners either. That's smaller Russian businesses are really feeling the crunch now too, which is too bad because it's the Russian middle class that had been growing that really is in the opposition to Putin. So perversely, the sanctions seem to have financially killed a lot of the people who would be otherwise trying to stop Putin or at least rein in some of the more crazy things that he and the Duma, the parliament, have been engaging in.
Yeah, and why is that? Didn't it seem like a few years ago that there was this little bit of a handshake and there was great business that was starting to be drummed up in Russia, or am I just imagining that?
No, you're not imagining it, and I think there's been a very strong shift in Russia even before the Ukraine crisis. When Medvedev was the president and Putin was acting as the prime minister of Russia, although they talked about them being two faces of the same machine, I think it really was at least some sort of a tentative effort by the Russian government to explore trying to have better relations with the West, because Medvedev was a very pro-Western, business-friendly sort of guy. And so they didn't really try things maybe as well as they could have, and maybe they did some of the wrong things, and they got the wrong ideas of what was going on. And so they shifted back to Putin and a harder line and a more isolationist approach to their business dealings.
Yeah. For you, and specializing in Russia, why do you specialize in that? I mean, obviously, I'm thinking you probably speak Russian and you're skilled in the laws, because right away you revealed something that I had no idea about, the criminal element. I knew that there was discussions, but I didn't realize that had already kicked in that new law. So what's the attraction for you, as many people practice all kinds of law? Why did you go down this road?
Well, it's interesting. During Perestroika, I became very interested in the Soviet Union, as it was at the time. And I think a lot of Americans were very interested at that time, in particular in Russia and everything Russian. And it's just that it never really left me. And I went over there to study in the 1990s during the Yeltsin years.
Yeah.
And I learned Russian fluently and made a lot of really great friends. Not only in Russia, but also in Ukraine and Kazakhstan in particular. And I've just followed that because I found it to be a very interesting niche market. And outside of the big law firms, there really aren't a lot of lawyers who cater to this sort of business.
Yeah, it's got to be interesting because what an interesting background you have to see the ebb and flow of that, being there studying in the 90s and now we're at this point. It's a shame. Do you think once Putin is gone, which who knows when that is, that things could possibly bounce back? Because it sounds as though he's got some backing from others.
Well, it's difficult to say how much would change. I think things would change, certainly, if Putin leaves. But I don't know how much they're going to change, because when you have deep structures in your government that are geared towards certain things, it's very difficult to change that overnight. You know, after the Bolshevik Revolution, the communists had this idea that they were going to completely rewrite the legal system, and they were going to come up with an entirely new type of law called socialist law. But the problem that they ran into was that all of the judges and all of the lawyers and the system as it had worked, you know, the bureaucracy, everything, the entire government apparatus was based on a certain legal structure, and there was only so much that they could really change. because it's really entrenched at a certain point. And so I think that, you know, for better or for worse, a lot of Russia's power structure is entrenched in a certain way of looking at the world and a certain way of operating.
Yeah, and do you think, too, as long as you brought up the Ukraine, and I kind of alluded to it at the top, as long as that's going on, there's no way to kind of mend this fence? It's just going to continue to be where it is?
Well, I certainly don't think that the fences are going to be mended right away. But realistically, at some point, Russia and Ukraine are going to have to sit down and figure out how to deal with each other because they're neighbors, and that's not going to ever change. You know, geography dictates that they will have to have dealings with one another, and geography also means that historically they've had a lot of communication, and their cultures are very complementary to one another in a lot of ways. But at the present time, everyone is highlighting their differences and distinctions because of the very poisoned atmosphere between the two countries right now.
Yeah, no kidding. And with this poison atmosphere and then this whole FIFA thing, you know, I think kind of now silence is golden. Nobody's really saying anything necessarily from the Obama administration. But, you know, we watched what happened through the Ukrainian thing that we just discussed. And I guess it's probably just that stay pat mentality. How does this affect your clients? What do they tell you? They have to be a little bit nervous when things all of a sudden shake in a different direction.
Well, sure. Some of my clients are making plans to move assets and businesses out of the country right now. And that's not only in Russia. Some people who are in Ukraine are a little nervous about the future, as they would understandably be. At the same time, there are a lot of people who are willing to stick this through and hoping that at some point there will be a relaxation of the situation and things will start to get better. And while maybe they won't be where they were, you know, say 4 years ago, if it does get better, then, you know, there's still money to be made in Russia. It's a huge country with a very highly educated populace with a lot to offer the world.
Yeah, I agree. Interesting stuff. Would you still say that people should put that on their bucket list as somebody who spent time there to go and see Russia?
Oh, absolutely. There's Ukraine as well. And I would add Kazakhstan, which not a lot of people get to. But really, almost all of these countries of the former Soviet Union are just, they have phenomenal beauty and a rich history. Really friendly people when you get to know them, and an interesting culture, and I would definitely recommend that.
All right, Tom Seamuth, thanks so much. You were terrific. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, happy to give you my thoughts.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000. In as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be.
Welcome back to America Tonight. I'll tell you what. You know, we've had some weather in the Southwest, and while I'm on the air, I have to tell you, it sounds like the house is going to fall down. So if suddenly our studio, our satellite facility goes dark, you know what happens. I've never heard such a crack of lightning in my life. It's the kind of lightning that rolls you off the couch. And speaking of weather, weather was on the minds of so many of you in our mailbag this time around that I thought we would, in fact, start with that. So let's head to the mailbag.
DeVale is here.
Ooh.
Ooh is right. And Chico says, Kate, I'm with you. All this rain in Texas, I can't believe it. I'm listening to you in Austin and South Texas. You mentioned it. Is a nightmare, my friend. It is so sad what has happened to the people in this area because of the overflows of so many of the rivers. I'm sure you heard about the people who were missing in Wimberley and the family that was renting a house, and that's pretty much all people are talking about. You say buzz in the backyard, it's the only buzz in our neighborhoods. We are praying for the rain to stop. But that's like an oxymoron almost, isn't it? In the sense that because Texas was so bone dry and suffering, just like California is, that all of a sudden, boom, you get some rain, and then you get some more rain, and then you get some more rain, and then it becomes the horrific rain and tornadoes and hail and things that sadly take the lives of people who have no idea what hit them. And that's what happened in these cases, like that family he mentions. They were renting a house. It was Memorial Day weekend, and who would think that the house would get slammed by water and would start floating away? Very, very sad, sad story. Got another one here on the weather on the opposite end of this. This one is from Kevin, who says, Kate, I've been listening to you in Cali for a while now. I used to listen to you when you lived out here in Santa Maria. Ah, yes. Santa Maria, great place to live outside of Santa Barbara. And I found you, and I have to tell you that when you talk about the drought, just imagine it 10 times worse than the way you're putting it. It is so awful. Everything is like a dust bowl here. And water just in general, all the aspects of water, people trying to sneak in water, the downtown City Hall area that has a beautiful fountain just shut off, and the arguments over what's going to happen, and arguments over fines, and it doesn't feel like we're getting rain anytime soon. We certainly wish we could take some of that off of your hands in the Southwest. Yep, but unfortunately, you know, if we could just truck it out to you, that would be the thing, wouldn't it? How about this? This one comes to us from Megan, who says, Kate, did you see what happened in the spelling bee? Tied again for another year. How do they end up in ties? What a bummer for these two kids who really knew how to spell that nobody is declared the winner. I think the ties are kind of lame. They should find a way to break the ties. Well, two kids that tied, and it was Vanya Shevchenker from Kansas and Gokil, I hope I'm saying his name right, Vanaklanchilam from St. Louis, and they just held, I saw a picture of them holding the trophy up together, and they correctly spelled different words. Sharon Schnitt was one of the words, Sharon Schnitt, and the other one was Nunchuk, and the spelling of it was, if you look at the two words, Sharon Schnitt was S-C-H-E-R-E-N-C, or S-C-H-N-I-T-T-E. Did you know how to spell that? I don't even know if I'm correctly saying that. That's how I heard it said. And then Nuntek is N-U-N-A-T-A-K. So there you go. A 13 and a 14-year-old declared co-champions. And in this time around, I guess, I saw this on something I was watching today. There was almost 300 people, 300 kids. I keep saying people, kids, because they're kids. 300 kids that were vying for the title. And they broadcast the finals live. There's a lot of pressure for that. And they get a nice little chunk of money if they win, besides bragging rights. I mean, how do you become, I don't know, anybody out there a spell champ? I think the one thing that's great about spelling bees is it means it's encouraging. Kids are still learning to spell. Because with spell check, I think that's taken that there's that assumption that it's spelled right. And I think the whole thing about spelling words correctly has kind of gone out the window for a lot of people. I'm just saying. Some people are either really good spellers, and there's that argument over spelling things out phonetically, and some are lousy at it. I mean, they're just not good at it, right? We had spelling every day when the entire time I was in grade school. And we had spelling tests every single week, including the last week of the school year. I probably still have it somewhere. I know I do. I have a notebook because they saved some of my notebooks from when I was a kid. And it's just lined with words, up and down. Spelling was so emphasized. And I would say I'm an okay speller because we had to sound words out. And look, it has served me well, right? I hate to misspell a word, though. And sometimes the spell check thing, it's not always right. It's not always right. And especially if you're way off your game and it's a word that you are way, way off. It's not going to give you the right word anyway. I'm just saying. All right, quickly, let's get out of this sidebar thing I have going on and move back to you who have sent us emails quickly. Rick says, hey, Kate, what's the deal about this former Speaker of the House? Crazy. Who pays $3.5 million? It does make you think that it has to be something really mind-blowing, or why would he pay that kind of money to shut somebody up? Well, absolutely. Now the story's out, that's huge money. I mean, whatever the money is to cover up anything, of course we'd be curious. This guy was Mr. Politics. This guy held one of the prime pieces of real estate in Washington for a long time. 99 to 2007, he was Speaker of the House. That's huge to have that gavel in your hand. So what was in his background that we don't know about? What was it that he was trying to cover up, that he was willing to pay that money? It has to be something big, because if it was a nothing burger, he'd tell the guy to go take a hike, go take a leap, but he didn't. So that means that person had something on him, and they were bilking him for tons of money. And because of how he withdrew it, he got nailed. Craziness. All right, how about this one? This one is from Joe. Kate, what do you think of the chance of Bernie Sanders edging out Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination? If that's a serious question, I'm going to say 0 to negative 20. It's not happening. I think that he has his fans, absolutely, but not anywhere near the kind of momentum he would need to knock off Hillary Clinton. That's not happening. And I think he knows it too, but he's getting out there and getting his ideas and thoughts and all that kind of stuff out there. I mean, you know what? If Bernie Sanders knocked off Hillary Clinton, that'd be your story. Are you kidding? It would be huge, and there's no way it's happening. How about this one from Bob? Hi, Kate Delaney. I started listening to the show about 5 months ago or so. I don't even know the exact date, but let's just say I've been listening to it for a short while. You crack me up when you do the dumb things. I love what people send in, and I can't tell you how many times I've listened and said to myself, I've done that. So I realized that almost everything I do is dumb. Why would I send my dumb things to you? Because I would fill up probably 7 months of your feature. But thanks. Yeah, I think it's very funny, and it makes me laugh out loud. Well, you know, this was because of Nathan falling basically out of a tree, and that led to the dumb things I shouldn't have done, things that we've done to try to break into apartments, get keys, whatever it is. And it's our common denominator, right? Because we've all done silly things in for whatever reason. And I'm right there with you with the whole keys. Oh, I solved that problem, though. I have like a little tiny box. And when you first walk in the door, boom, you fling the keys in there. No problem. Every single time it becomes a habit. And then there's no worries about trying to find the keys. Just a helpful hint. You can remember the habit, the same place where you put it. But that scratches the surface when we talk about dumb things that people have written in. All right, hang with us.
Hi. Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Time flies when you're having fun. Oh, here we are once again at the tail end of another hour of America Tonight, talking about Dennis Hastert and what terrible, nefarious thing could have happened in his life that he was covering up for a big chunk of his life for decades, because the person who was blackmailing him was from his hometown, and it was something that happened before he got into politics. But it was something that he didn't want to have out there. He didn't want it to be out there, so it's something. But it's the question is, what is that something? And boy, the mind wonders, right? And who knows? I don't even know if we can wonder exactly what it is, because think of the things that have happened in crazy, stupid things that have happened to politicians from Anthony Weiner on down. Remember that? Six different women, he was sending them pictures. Oh, the poses. Nuttiness. Facebooking them, crazy things. And he was in line to be president. There were Democrats that thought he was the next greatest big thing. He was in a different way. And then he fell flat on his face. We could fill up a week of scandals on America tonight. We really could. So Hastert, who knows, indicted on cover-up charges, though. He agreed to pay $3.5 million in hush money. Woo! $3.5 million. I like this story that I read because we wrestle with this ISIS thing, and how do you overcome, first of all, an ideology, a rabid, crazy force of people who have taken over social media, who have recruited the disenfranchised, right? Meaning the young Muslim men who can't seem to find their way other than hatred for Western ways or, I think, crazy, rabid, cult-like ways of interpreting the Quran. So the various people who have filled the shoes in defensive roles in our government have had different things to say about lone wolf, the lone wolf terrorists being the worst of all of them. And I was listening to General Michael Hayden. Remember him, former director of the CIA and the National Security Agency? And he says, we cannot win the fight against ISIS in Iraq and Syria unless there's more boots on the ground. And to let the forces from the U.S. that are already there do the things that they're capable of doing. Because he says they're constrained, and they are constrained. They're about training and really basic support. And we do have 3,000 troops on the ground. But he says you need more. Under-resourced and way over-regulated means nothing is happening that could be happening. They're not able to move with the Iraqi units. They're not able to do that. They're not free to have tactical air control in order to bring in air power. And he's saying if that were possible, that would make all the difference. All the difference. And on the Patriot Act, which he, of course, was a beneficiary of, he says it's enabled the NSA to get massive amounts of phone information, data, for its anti-terrorist work. He says, will the world end if we lose it? Because that's the question we've been bantering about. If it's done, if it's over, what happens? He says probably not, at least on most days, but we do lose an important tool. He says the tool is under assault not because it's illegal or not because it's been operationally misused. The tool was under assault for political reasons. And he's saying, I know politics matter, but do we really want to give up something in our quiver simply out of political concerns? When operationally it's done and been used the way it's supposed to have been used and legally, he says Congress needs to step up. And it's a big mistake if you let it expire, if you let it just go away. Well, you look at Afghanistan, you look at Iraq. And you look at all the blood, sweat, and tears that we spent in the sands, the quicksand of the Middle East. Really, do we want to have that happen again? I don't think so. I'm going to disagree with Hayden on that one. We can't have more boots on the ground there. There is no direction in whatever is happening with this whole ISIS, ISIL thing other than we are leading the coalition. I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, think about the Prime Minister of Iraq, Nouri al-Maliki, who didn't want the gig in the first place, who said that at a cocktail party in Georgetown halfway through his first tenure. And what did the generals tell the president to do? To leave troops. To leave troops. Not the trainers, the advisors, those kinds of people who were there. Not the state folks, not the State Department folks. They built an incredible facility for the State Department people that are over there. A facility, by the way, that they were worried about with ISIS on the move. You know, so I don't get it. And here's the thing. So the Taliban, did we defeat the Taliban? Not really. So the people who are illiterate in these some of these villages in Afghanistan, they're not loyal to the Taliban now? Not really. Yes, they are loyal to the Taliban. So I can't say not really. And why? Because they're getting them stuff. They're giving them stuff. They have nothing. Some of these people have nothing. Did we really think that was going to change? So, more troops on the ground? I think not. I don't think that's going to happen. Could we have left troops behind, squashed some of the threats? And that's what Hayden is saying. Yeah, I mean, maybe. If there had just been a swiftness to it right away. But part of the problem is exactly what he's saying. The rules of engagement, their hands are so tied. So what good does that do if their hands are tied in all these circumstances? What would be the difference? It just seems like a folly. It seems ridiculous to me to think that we're going to put boots on the ground. I don't think so. And whoever comes in next is going to step away from that. And if ISIS goes away, what clone comes up next? Some other clone? I mean, how many terrorist organizations spring out of ISIS and ISIL? So, letting troops in Iraq do what they're capable of doing, I agree with that. I agree with the troops that are there. Their hands are tied too much, so that's ridiculous. If they're in situations where they could help and they could end the lives of some of these ISIS guys who are doing the beheadings, who are recruiting, who are doing all the things that we're seeing that are just unbelievable. Unremarkable in the sense that they haven't been able to be stopped. And that's what we need, right? So let the troops that are there do, and I agree with this part of what he said, what they are capable of doing. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. Appreciate it.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.